Introducing Collide Goss, a podcast about two immature best friends who run a few businesses together and live for the goss and the margies. Join us as we goss about our lives, our work, and our friends, anonymously, of course.
She's like, Valentine's Day. And I'm like, no. She's like, Airbnb. I'm like, lies. She's like, Mikhail. I'm like, proposal.
Hey guys, today we have the amazing Katie Williams joining us on the podcast. You may know her from her podcast, Better For It. Just FYI, she's got a new one launching with her best friend, which sounds unbelievable. Big Brother, she's an ex-Australian sprinter. She has her bachelor in health and science, and she is just an incredibly talented individual. And today we speak about anything and everything from engaged life to her beautiful fiance Georgie to her new podcast to makeup. We go through it all. There's no rhyme or reason to the episode, but it is an incredible listen, and we hope you guys enjoy.
So hey, thanks for coming on. Oh my god, guys, fun.
Look at these,
really excited. Half an hour late.
Oh, don't be silly.
Always late, right. But worth the wait.
We're like, you know.
Always late, but worth the wait. Agreed.
Honestly, it's so hard. When I used to have guests, I'd be doing the same thing, like messaging, being like, hey, like, because I used to hire a studio.
Yeah.
And that's hard. Like, you guys have your own space.
I know, it's like, really easy. Sometimes no, we'll like fuck them around a bit and be like, can we change the times? And
yeah. I now know that's
sorry, I always do that.
But should we roll? Should we just get started?
Yeah, let's just keep talking. But yeah.
Do you guys have like, so you all have to record at different times. So you have different time
slots.
That's
the thing. This is our time slot, like 11. But Steph and I, being Steph and me, like we just like change it a lot.
I now know how disrespectful that is. And like you can't do that. But I would be fine.
Considering we're not like.
If We Mean Well needed something or Hello Sport needed that time, they would just take it and
we couldn't be like, fuck that.
We couldn't be like, sorry,
yeah.
This is our time.
To have like so many creatives in one room is so much fun.
Yeah.
Like I literally record on my own, me and Teagues record on our own, and it's like I feel like you get really bored and lonely.
Where do you record?
We're recording for season one. We just finished season one. We recorded at our friend's house who built – a studio in his house.
Oh my god!
I know, but we can't do that for season two. So for season one, it like his studio is amazing.
Yeah,
his girlfriend just moved in, so I think they need that room back.
I need to debunk that room.
Yeah,
so they're now changing that back to just a normal room.
I don't know what they're gonna do with it. It's Nick Slater. He's so beautiful. Do you guys know him?
Name?
He's got a podcast and he's a like content creator.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So wait, let's then start. I think we're already rolling. But I want to hear about the podcast because you had a podcast prior and now you've had a bit of a break though. It's been like, what, a year or so? 2 years even?
I think it's like a year and a half.
Yeah.
I've been on a break. Better For It was my original podcast.
Yes.
And I started that like 4 years ago.
And that killed it.
It did. But... it's
was
such,
that a lot of work, like having to do the challenges?
Yes, I need to hear everything about that.
So thing. I did 250 episodes of Better For It. Yeah.
Does that mean 250 challenges or like half of that because it was over 2 weeks?
So I started off the podcast originally with Nova and then I got poached from Nova. And it was an interview series. Better For It was an interview series.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's how to like think, move and feel better. Yeah. So it's health, wellness, self-development, like – very educational. And I used to rely on guests really. And I would interview them on subjects that I knew a little bit about. And we would sort of talk about gut health, sleep, like all the fitness stuff.
No, it's so good.
And then I wanted to change it up in season two. So I started doing challenges. So I'd like quit coffee, which is absolutely heinous. Like I hated
it. I've tried to do that.
I've done that.
Why do people do it?
I don't know.
It like gave me 6 billion migraines. I was like in the hospital vomiting. I was like, never again.
Is that from that video? Is that from, no, that's not from.
No, did you vomit? No. Were you in hospital?
No, like every day, before I got onto my migraines, like actually figured out how to fix them and shit, I wouldn't understand the triggers and would just like be like, oh, my vision's going, I've got a headache, and then I'd start vomiting and I'd go to hospital. But remember you were around when I quit the coffee.
Yeah, no, I was around.
And I got one. I just don't understand why you would deprive yourself of that. Like, it's especially
so bad.
People who are like, I don't drink, I don't do anything, and now I'm quitting coffee. I'm like, what is what's the purpose?
What's that live for?
Yeah.
Like, really?
It's like something like I look forward to so much and everyone else does. Like, that's the big, like, yeah, just holding the coffee the first thing in the morning. Don't you reckon? And the second ones are never as good.
I've had three already.
I've had
yours. So you're a coffee addict.
I'm a coffee addict.
You're not an anxious person, though. A lot of people that are anxious don't like drink coffee, but I'm kind of an angsty person, but I love it still. It doesn't give me
anxiety.
No, not at
all. Lots of other things do.
Same doll. God, I can wink this one.
But then the other challenges I did like a gut health challenge. I went vegan. Like, I did all these like crazy health trends.
Yeah.
And then I just got over it. But I did it for ages. Like, there, I don't want to like watch the content, but there's a lot online. Like, there's heaps on YouTube and stuff. So then I went back to interview series again, and really it was like things that I was going through. So if I had an issue with my health or something that I was working on, I would bring a guest in to speak about that challenge that I was going through, but I wouldn't actually physically do the challenge again.
No.
So because, yeah, so I did
just give your body a break.
It was too hectic. But I've been on, so Better For It was my original podcast, which I want to bring back, but I'm completely independent now. So I was with Listener.
Yeah. I think we've had a brief chat about this. Yeah.
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 So now I've got a new podcast coming out. We've already done season one. It's pretty funny.
Yay. What's it called? Can you reveal that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called Talk It Out, and it's with my best friend Tegan. Do you guys know Tegan Martin?
No, I know who she is. Yeah.
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 It's fucking funny.
Was she a Miss
Universe?
No, Universe, yeah. Like, does it sound right? Miss Universe, yeah.
So is the premise literally to talk it out in –
It's so full season one is like my coming out and like the real like hard questions that like, cause Tegan's my best friend and she's the girl that I call when I have a problem. Mm-hmm. So years ago we said to each other, we need a podcast where we actually just podcast our phone chats. Mm-hmm. So the premise of Talk It Out is our private phone chats that we're now sharing like with the world.
Got it.
Yeah. Each episode is themed. So it's like she'll come to me with something and I'll come to her with something. But it's educational as well, but it's also like really raw and like we're crying, we're laughing. At the moment there's no guests. It's just me and Tegan.
I love that.
I like that. We do that. Like we have like guests here and there, like obviously like people that we – so to make sure that we have people and that we really want. You know, like it gets into that –
You're in control.
Big podcasts, like, I feel like they have like guests on just because they have to.
Oh, 100%. You
know, like that kind of thing.
But when you're podcasting with your best mate, like there's no barriers there. Like there's no can I ask this? Is this correct? Is this incorrect? Like what's the vibe here? Like you just say whatever's on your mind.
So hectic.
You forget as well though.
Oh my God, I forget that we're recording.
I forget what I say sometimes and people be like, oh my God, you talked about that or this. And I'm like, what, like
that's the scary
story
thing
that went everywhere.
Wait, what? Your vagina story.
I did like this hairy vagina.
You spoke about
story
a hairy vagina.
About this like really like not triggering, like it wasn't triggering. It was just like, you know, a growing up kind of story. And like, I don't know, I didn't really think about like voicing it to the world and then like all these boys that were involved at the time, like started, like they listened to the podcast because they heard I talked about it and were like laughing about it. I was like, why did I fucking say that? Like, why did I talk about that?
Oh my God,
why did I do that? Like stuff like that, you literally forget you're recording. I completely forget sometimes.
Well, yeah, it's just a chat. But I think
that's nice. So
that's what people
good,
want
to hear.
It's good,
but it's also scary because like all the, so we filmed season one and I've been editing it the last like 3 days and there's so many parts that I'm like, oh my God, I just can't say that. Like, about my sex life and like stuff that's like really personal.
People love that part.
I know that like George is involved. So like I need her to like watch it and be like,
I totally get that.
That's what's really hard. It's like there's things that I've spoken about in this whole season because now we're going through and like, because we're selling the whole season.
Wow.
So okay, we're pitching the whole season. So depending on the brand, like it's a big brand that has multiple brands within that brand.
Yeah.
But some of the things that I've said, I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't know if that can, cause it'll, if it gets in the media as well, it's like, it's going to be like a bit red hot. There's so much stuff that we've discussed in the pod that I'm like, oh my God, can we actually say this?
So what are you going
to
do?
Yeah. Like, who are you getting to sense check it?
At the moment, it's me.
But can you get
and my manager's like going through stuff. But and the good thing about being independent now is like I can actually have free rein on what we talk about.
Mm.
But I did bring Georgia in.
Like just like, you know what I mean? You're just saying what you really feel. I know there's a limit to probably what you
Oh, Joel, I mean, how much do you go in? I don't know. When it's your best friend, it's like, just like our stuff that's like, we're really like, what do you actually get on the phone and talk about with your best friend? You do not podcast it. You get on the phone and you're like, I've had the most fucked week. Like,
yeah.
And you bitch about your partner or you like, not bitch about your partner. Obviously, there are limits.
But bitching about your partner is one of the most therapeutic things you can do with your best mate.
Of course.
Like, I could like do, like, I feel like you and me have had it, like, you'll be like, oh, Eddie did this. And I'm like, I just want to tell you what Josh did that's like 50 times worse than that, and then it's like they're fucked. But they would probably do the same about us as well.
I asked him about it. He's like, I don't bitch about you. But I'm like,
Josh bitches about me.
I fucking like, I'm just like.
It's just like you don't meet, like you love them all anyway, but it's just like.
Oh my God, Joel, I think the healthier the relationship, the more you like have a whinge.
Yeah.
There's couples that are like. Pisses me off when they're like, yeah, like we're so great. I'm like, shove it up your asshole. Yeah. You're absolutely not.
I used to always think that, like, don't you reckon as well growing up and like you would always say like the couples that don't fight, you're always like, there's something weird going on there.
100%.
Oh my God.
Like, that's not normal.
We fight all the time.
Me too. It's
like,
you have to.
Otherwise, you're just people pleasing and pretending that like things are.
Yeah.
That you're not bothered by things. That's
so true.
100%. So I think the more you fight, the more you're in love. Come on. I think that's
G came into the podcast studio and told her story of the proposal, which is
I
want to
hear that.
Oh, it just reminded me of
that. Is that annoying?
Like,
do you keep getting asked that though?
No. I want to talk about it. Can I take my shoes off and see you guys?
Yeah, get comfy.
I know. Look how cute you guys are.
Like, I'm so comfy.
Like, oh my God, full comfy.
Don't you reckon love this is like the velvet or something?
Yeah,
like,
cozy really, like, into the chair. Well.
I know.
Well, now I'm falling in love with the velvet again.
Yeah, I love the velvet.
Why do you not like the velvet?
Just think like, because I'm just... Like when I edit, I just don't like the look of it on the reel.
Oh, I love
it's
it.
Like 70s porn stars.
Yeah. Right? Well, used to be
I
blue
think we
the
need
wall,
like
though.
A pink I background. I would love
pink
that.
Pink and red, though, is a bit like.
I love pink and red. But think, like.
Yeah.
Anyway, can we just go back to your proposal? Like, no one cares about these fucking red velvet chairs.
I'm like so.
You're
comfy.
Into it.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yes. Tell us about the proposal.
So I lied to her and pretended that. We had a job with Airbnb and I pretended that it was like a Valentine's Day job. Nothing about the proposal was like a job or like no contra at all, nothing. But I had to pretend so that she'd take 2 days off work because Georgia is like the busiest human in the whole world.
She's literally done like all of our friends, she's done so many weddings.
70 weddings.
Yeah.
It's fucked. And she used to do like heaps of shoots, but weddings pay like four times like.
As much.
Oh my God, she also likes weddings, like the process, like... She loves it.
Yeah.
And she's good at it. That's a fucking high pressure job. I'd be like dying.
Yeah.
She has like four weddings a week. It's actually nuts.
How?
We have brides come through our house 24/7. We have like a beauty room.
All the
in
little
our house.
Trial bride trials or whatever.
Yeah. Did she do your makeup ever?
I'd like her to do it more.
Yeah.
I think she's done it like she did it for my 30th, she did it for our engagement party.
But has she taught you some tricks and tips?
At my friend's wedding the other day, we were getting ready and she was like, let me teach you a little bit. So she she hasn't done a lesson yet. It's been 3 years. That's,
yeah, okay, great, perfect.
But you can use all her makeup and stuff. Or not?
No.
You're like, no, it's not like that.
I need her to actually like teach me how to do my makeup.
Yeah. Can you do one episode on your podcast where she does your makeup? I would actually want to do. I'm obsessed with makeup.
Oh, she's a freak. She's been doing it 18 years.
Yeah, but I would love for her to come on and be like, this is what you need to buy. This is how you do it. Like, that's all I watch on TikTok is makeup.
Oh. Makeup.
I love makeup. I'm obsessed.
I wish I knew how to do it. I did my makeup in the car.
Makeup looks
like
really good.
I literally did it in the car. I'm terrible.
Yeah, but it looks fucking good.
I love a car makeup though. Yeah, that's my favorite. I do always do my makeup in the car.
Do you have ADHD?
I don't know.
She would love to have ADHD.
I do. Because everything's just like, yep, in a hurry, got to go, boom, boom.
Yeah.
But like, I could actually have time to do it at home. Time blindness.
Yeah, that I definitely have.
I'm pretty bad.
But I think I have everything. Like, I think I want to have OCD. That's what I'd really like to have.
She doesn't have it, but she'd like it.
No,
there's a difference.
That's really taking away from how debilitating it is. But I would like to have the benefits of it. Like, the severe organization and cleanliness and blah, blah, blah.
Well, you could just be clean.
Yeah,
it's pretty hard. If you've got ADHD, it's hard.
Yeah.
Like.
When did you, go back to the proposal.
Sorry, this is going to, I'm not good at
saying
that.
We're a jumper.
Yeah, we're all jumpers.
Okay, so to get Georgia to take 2 days off work, because she's literally booked 24/7, I had to pretend it was a job. So I got my manager to write a fake job for Airbnb. I actually booked it on booking.com, this beautiful property like on Tamarama Beach.
Oh, stunning.
It was so beautiful. And I booked it just before Valentine's Day. And like, I didn't even know at that point if she was free on those dates. I just had to book it. And then I pretended I had this job. And my manager sent like a full brief. So it was like Valentine's Day stay, like with hashtags. And she was like, this is how much money you're going to get. Like it's TikTok, Instagram.
Was she cheering? No, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, she was stoked. I also had to like make a price up that would be enough for her to like not work.
Yeah.
Because if it was like low, smart. She would have been like, babe, I got a wedding.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would have had to be like, so if I had to like make the price enough, like believable.
God, you're good. That's smart.
Yeah, I can actually show the receipts because I've got like full. Oh my so God. I texted my manager, I was sitting on the couch with G because we both work a lot from home. Yeah. Like we sit in our laptops at night, like old tech ladies.
Yeah.
And I text my manager and I was like, send it. And she said it to me and I was like, oh my God, babe, I showed her the laptop. I was like, I got a job. She was like, we get jobs a lot, but
yeah.
Sometimes they don't
like
come through.
Like as together, yeah. Like them asking you to do a job with her?
We like. Do, but like a lot of people will try and book me, will book me and they'd be like, bring Georgia. And okay, I'm like, no, because yeah. Georgia has to take a day off work.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We do get a lot come through, but like very rarely do we say yes unless it's like a one for both of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this has come through and I've showed her and she's like, oh my God, fun. And I was like, are you free? And at this point I got her to email me her like Ross, her like shared calendar, yeah. We had a shared calendar and I had seen that those dates worked, but I had actually already booked the property and just like fingers crossed. And
that's
I could
a sign.
Red hot, hey. So she was like, oh my God, how fun. And I was like, just don't book any work. Cause like, look at this money we're getting. And she was like, okay, cool. And then I was like, I'm going to book my videographer because the content's due really fast. So like, I'll do a shot list. I'll get him to come and yeah. Like, I'll set it up. You just arrive. We'll split the money. How easy and fun. In the meantime, I'm like shitting bricks.
Dying.
Like,
yeah.
The ring's not ready. I've got to organize flowers, balloons, photos. I bought 100 candles. Like,
can I just say your content from it was like fucking amazing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was really jealous.
I saw it last night. I was like, oh my God.
This from my engagement. It was Cass amazing.
Brothers. You guys are Cass Brothers.
No.
He's such a cutie. Like
I need to note that down then.
Cass Brothers, yeah, Mikhail, he's the yeah. best. He was with me all day. Like I was pretty good during the day until like the last like 15 minutes. So then I started freaking out. I'm like, fuck, I have to remember like what I wanted to say. And then like I had a playlist of all our songs.
Oh,
and like
you're so cute how you did
that
all
is
that.
So cute.
So well thought
so
out.
Cute.
Like fuck.
So
amazing.
All our songs. And then also like so much went wrong in the lead up. Like I didn't realize it was Valentine's Day. So like the flowers.
Oh yeah.
Like and I bought so many fucking flowers. And then all the
oh,
vases.
Oh, so they would have cost so much money as well.
Yeah, because it yeah. was Valentine's
yeah.
Day.
Yeah.
So all the decor I bought. So I bought all this stuff online and all of it arrived smashed.
Oh, what? Unbelievable.
Like 3 days before. And
oh
I was like, so three
God.
Days before the proposal, I didn't have the ring yet. Everything that I bought was smashed. The only thing that wasn't smashed were these beautiful glasses I got made because she's going to take my last name.
Oh,
so I got these beautiful like French crystal
yeah.
glasses with GW in the day we met.
Yeah, beautiful.
And then one for me, which was super cute. But like, fuck. And oh, actually, more things that went wrong. I got an iron infusion. We both did like a week before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've had, have you guys had one?
I haven't had one. Have you had one? I feel like that's something you do.
Maybe
drips,
in Bali, but like, no.
You go to hospital for it. It's a proper.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, you've done the iron infusion in Bali.
No. I haven't.
Don't,
so
you're,
I actually was just about to go back. I think when I got my iron tested, it was low, but you're meant to take the tablets and then you get the iron infusion.
Yes.
But apparently, like, anyway, I'm going to bing bong around, so keep going.
So, like, the week, like, I think it was, like, the week before the proposal, I was like, great, like, we'll just get these iron infusions. We'll feel amazing. I've had them done all the time. I had full adverse reactions.
No
like,
way.
Could not get out of bed. Like, felt like I was going to vomit every time I moved.
Oh my
like,
God.
So
is
bad.
Is that because you already had too much iron in your body?
I think I had a false positive.
Yeah.
So, in the lead up to this fucking proposal, I'm like, how am I? I'm calling my mum having like full mental breakdowns. I'm like, I'm gonna have to call it off. Like, I can't.
You're debilitated.
Like, I was so debilitated.
How long for? Like, in bed
like
for?
Like, 4 or 5 days.
Shit.
Yeah. And I've had iron infusions and like gone to the gym the next day.
Was
no
she
problem.
Fine?
She was fine.
Oh.
And she had no idea. So, like, no idea. Like, I was running around and
was
organizing
she like, babe,
this whole
you're being
thing.
A bit of a freak at the moment.
She was like really PMSing like in the week, like in the few days lead up, and being so annoying, like around the house. She was like, this is messy, this is messy.
I'm always the case, don't you? Literally. I reckon I start getting extra annoying just before.
And I'm like, fucking hell, if you only knew what I'm running around doing. Yeah. Like I had all of the stuff because I had to buy all the decorations and I had all of them in my friend's garage, like around the corner.
Yeah.
So like every time I needed to do something or grab something or like check the vases to see the shape because I had to drop them up to the florist, I'd leave the house and she'd be like, where are you going? I'd be like, to the dentist.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She'd be like, because we work a lot from home.
So many lies.
And also,
so many lies.
So many lies. And also she works, like she's normally gone all the time. Yeah. And this 1 week in the lead up to the proposal,
yeah,
she was home every day. And I'm like, I cannot believe
just fuck off
that this 1 week of me prepping the proposal, because also I wanted to do like a recce and see the property. And
had you not gone over there yet? Or like
I had, but I wanted to make sure, like, because it was it's an apartment block, so there was other people that live in the apartment
right,
building.
Yeah.
So I wanted to let everyone know that I was going to propose so that they weren't playing music or like
you
having a
so
party.
So organized. I love this.
I cannot believe that you have ADHD and you did that. That doesn't add up to me.
I'm medicated.
Oh my God.
But still, I feel like you obviously have, this is the most important moment of your life. Like you don't want anything to go wrong.
So much actually did go wrong in the lead up. But what happened on the day was George's parents stayed with us, which was amazing.
Did they know?
Yeah, everyone knew. I also had planned a whole surprise engagement party for the week after. And I'd also organized like dates for us.
Oh my God, can I marry you? What the fuck?
I think it's a girl thing, hey.
Sorry. It's a girl thing.
I can't get over this.
It has to be a girl thing. Mine was like, pretend to trip over on the floor and go, will you marry me? And then I was like, please don't say anything deep. Please, I'm too hungover.
Like that
and
too.
That was it. But we went to Palmy. It was cute. It's like, that's, yeah. Anyway, continue.
Well, I want to hear yours after this.
No,
we will.
We've told them on the pod. We've got too many questions for you.
Okay, so the morning of, she's saying to me, like, what are you doing? And I've had to lie to her and tell her, because I'm setting up
the apartment. Yeah.
So she's like, where are you? I'm like, oh, hey, babe, I'm actually shooting also with Mikhail, my videographer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just shooting for another brand. So I did actually have other stuff to shoot, but I lied. I'm like, I'm shooting for Britta. I'm at the gym. So she'd call me during the day and I'm like mid setting up like the proposal. And she's like, where are you? I'm like, hey, babe, I'm at the gym. I'd be like pretending I'm like puffing. I'm like, hey, babe, I'm at the gym. I'm like mid set. I'm still filming. Like, I can't keep talking to you. Like, I'll call you when I'm done. So anyway, I call her at 6 o'clock and I have to stall her because I need her there at 7:30. I want her there for the sunset. I'm not doing like the proposal when the sun is up.
No.
Like I need the sunset. I need our music.
You need it perfect.
I need it perfect.
And you don't want to be chatting for an hour and then do it.
No, she needs to come in and get the full surprise.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've also sent her a different Airbnb because she's been asking, where are we staying? Obviously. She's like, where's this Valentine's Day job? And I was so vague.
We're trying
like,
to look it up and stuff.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'd sent her one around the corner. So I'm like, because obviously she's asking, like, where are we staying for Valentine's Day? Like, I want to see it.
Do a drive-by while you're setting up.
So I've sent her, and it's quite like Georgia likely to be like, I'll just come early.
Yeah.
So I've sent her a different one, and I've had to do another lie at, like, 5:30, 6 o'clock. Her best friends are helping me set up, and I've done, like, this fake lie to them and practiced it. And I'm like, I'm going to call her and tell her.
Oh, so they were in on it too, though.
Everyone's in on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So is her family. So I've called her to stall her because she's like, why is it taking so long? Like, can't we get in there yet? So I've called her and said, hey, babe, the Airbnb's not ready. There's other people in here shooting for the same, like, campaign.
Yeah.
They're putting us in a new one. What a fuck around. It was the best lie I've ever done.
You're like, really good at this. Like, really freakishly good.
They're putting
good.
Us in a new one. What a fuck around.
I'm like, they're putting us in a new one. I'm so sorry, bub. Like, as soon as I get it, I'll text it to you. But, like, I don't have the address yet. Because otherwise she would have just rocked up.
Yeah.
So anyway, I end up sending her the right address and I tell her to come down the side of the building. So she comes down to the side of the building. She's pissed off, man. She's like, what a fuck around. Like, we're not even going to get the light now. This job is a nightmare, blah, blah. So she's come around the side and Mikhail has got the video camera and he's filming her and he's going, come this way. So he gets her full reaction and I've got done like the, I don't know if,
yeah.
So a lot of people wouldn't have seen it. So the view is like, obviously everyone here hasn't seen
it. Everyone go and watch it.
Go and watch it. But I'm standing.
It was so beautiful.
It's hectic to think about. like the whole thing. It's great.
Like how it came together.
Yeah, and how like I think thought it wasn't going to work. So she's come around the side. I'm standing with the view of Tamarama, which is like Bonnet Abronte, where we did like 6 months of our dates because we were in lockdown.
Yeah, beautiful.
So I'm standing like with the ring in my pocket with our songs playing.
Oh my
and I'm
God.
Just like standing with the sun going down behind me and like photos of us, like table full of flowers, her favorite champagne, our glasses that have our names on them. And he's filming and she's kind of like clocking in her head like, this can't be a Valentine's Day job. Like, look at her. She's standing, like, our songs are going.
She looks like she's crying.
No, I'm fully crying. So she's like half and she comes down the corner so shocked. Also, side note, she got Botox in her jaw.
Yeah.
Love and that. She looks like she's having a stroke. So like literally.
I need to go rewatch it now.
No, it's cut out. Like that, we need some time for her to show it. But like her jaw is like this, like.
On the side.
Like, she's so like, she looks like she's having a stroke and she's walking towards me going like, no. And I'm like, yes. And she's like, Valentine's Day. And I'm like, no. And she's like, Airbnb. I'm like, lies. And she's like, Mikhail. I'm like, proposal. Like, she's like, mum and dad, they're in on it. Like, and she just has here. So mom many and dad. Good. She's like, where have you been? I'm like, setting up. Yeah. Like,
now come over here.
So for like half an hour, she came around the corner, like just literally just asking so many questions. Like,
and you're like, shut the fuck up, please.
Yeah. So after like we fully cried, we had to like come back together. And then I did the full proposal. And, got on one knee. And,
oh my God.
And I designed the ring. I designed the ring similar to a little bit like my mum's ring. It's like it's an Asher cut. She wanted a really thick band. It took me a year and a half to get the ring that I wanted. Yeah. Wow. But then it came together in 3 weeks. But like to find the jeweler that I wanted, it took me a year and a half.
Wow.
So and I looked for a year and a half and I could not find a ring that I liked. So I took like all these elements. It's a pretty simple ring, but I've never seen a ring like it.
Like it's got a bit of a personal touch on it, which I love, you know?
Yeah.
So this whole thing was like in the works for a while.
That
was a year and a half from when you thought, were you having the conversations before? Or was this like a complete surprise? Obviously not though. Like
she knew that I was going to do it for like, she thought I was going to do it in 6 months because I kept saying to her like, oh, for our 3 year or after our 3 year, I'm going to do something for us. And I kept like throwing her off the sniff. And then I got my mum to message her saying, can you hold this date? And like I kept saying things to like throw her off.
Yeah.
And then I had already made the ring and paid for it. And it was getting like the ring was getting made and I'd paid for it. And
she
was like.
Had she said what she wanted to, the ring?
She kept sending me ones and being like, I like parts of this and I like parts of that. Sending me like 18 different rings. And then she'd say to me like, I said to her, I haven't found a ring for you yet. And that was like a week before I did it. And she was like, that's cool. And I was like, yeah, babe, I'm actually like, it's really hard. I'm probably going to need a bit more of your help. Like it's really hard.
More time.
And I kept, no, seriously. And I had already got it. So just like, there was just so many lies for like a month in the lead up, but I pulled it out in like 3 weeks from when I decided, cause that was, she had one weekend off cause she works every weekend doing weddings.
Yeah.
She had one weekend off, which was her birthday weekend. So she didn't know I'd organized a surprise engagement party for us. Also with photographer, videographer, like, and had hired a birika.
Yeah.
And she had no idea.
What's a birika?
It's the other restaurant. Because Acaria is where we did.
I did my Ingate.
Yeah, I know that one. But do they have a sister restaurant now?
Yeah. Ooh. So we had all our, like, my 30th.
I didn't know that.
My 30th was there. We did our first date there. Our families met there. So I wanted to do our engagement party with them.
Yeah.
That's so special.
And then her family flew down and it was all a surprise.
Can I ask, like, did you have to, like, in the terms of being traditional, like bringing those kind of like ceremonies in, like not ceremony, like traditional kind of things where you ask the parents and stuff like that? Did you do that?
I did. So I
How
asked,
was that?
It was so emotional.
Yeah.
So I asked her dad permission on Australia Day when the sun was coming up at in Mollymook. We did like a Aboriginal like ceremony in the morning for Australia Day with her family. And I kept wanting to ask the dad for ages, but I didn't get him at the right time. And it was just us, just me and him. We'd forgotten our swimmers, so we walked back to the car. And as we were walking across the beach, we were like probably like a kilometer away from G and her mum. And the sun was coming up. It was like the best timing for him and I just to be alone. And I said, hey, I actually bought something for G and I wanted to show you. And I had the ring on my phone.
Oh, my God.
And I showed him the ring. And then I said, will you let me marry your daughter? But he obviously, I'd already bought the ring. Mm. So I didn't need, like, full permission. And we'd spoken about it.
Yeah.
But then he just put his head on my shoulder and just, like, cried. Oh. And we just cried together as the sun was coming up on Australia Day.
And they didn't know, they didn't turn around and see that moment.
No, because we were, like, a kilometre away.
Okay, kilometre, yeah, you said that.
Wow. And that's so nice. You get on so well with her parents.
Oh, my God, I love her family.
Yeah, I want to go back to the start, like, how it all was, like, when you first met and, like, involving, like, I don't know, like... Well, you had quite a journey. Did you have a journey coming out? Like, I haven't even talked to you about this, really. Like,
yeah, I have.
You have? Yeah. Because I kind of, like, knew you when you dated someone we both, like, knew. Mutual friend. That's how I first met you, though. And then from then on, like, I feel like we used to run into each other heaps at events and stuff.
Oh, my God, totally.
And then you had, like, all of a sudden for me, you just had this beautiful girlfriend. And, like, I was like, cool.
Men my whole life. And at like 26, I was like, oh, maybe I like girls and boys. Yeah. Or like, I always say girls, but like.
Which heaps of girls go through though.
Oh my God, I think so many people are bi. Like, yes. I really do think that if people were more like.
Open.
Yeah, like it's not that different.
That's so
like,
funny. I've had that conversation
it's
recently.
It's really not. Like, everyone is,
yeah.
And there's so many people who are, I don't know, I'm not really a fan of the labels because I think the labels are like very restrictive. Like, I don't know.
Do you think it groups people a bit too much into
Yeah, because why can't you just be you? Yeah. Like, I know so many girls that have like slept with girls, hooked up with girls or dated girls and they're like, I don't know what I am. Who cares?
And people just kind of be like, oh yeah. Like, I feel like people just shrug it off like, okay.
Yeah. And Georgia helped me with that because when I met Georgia, she was like, I remember saying to her like, are you bi? Because at that time I was like bi kind of felt right.
Curious.
For me, yeah, I was kind of like, oh. And I asked her, this is when I like first met her, and she was like, I'm just Georgia. And I was like, oh my God, I'm just Katie. And for the first time, because I was really struggling at that point, this is like when I just met her, I was like, oh wow, like I don't need to have a label. Because I actually don't really, like I don't, obviously I'm in a gay relationship. Yeah. I don't care to be called gay, lesbian, bi, whatever the fuck you want to call me. I dated boys my whole life.
But like you're not
And now I'm engaged to a woman. Yeah. So like whatever, like, you know.
You can call me whatever you want.
Call me whatever makes you feel better. Like, but I don't feel like comfort in it.
No.
Probably because I didn't have like, I know that the labels feel really comforting for people and I totally understand
100%.
That.
It's like a community thing. That's what I always see it as. It's like creating this other community. At the same time, it can kind of group people though in a certain way, in certain groups. But it does. In my head, it kind of does. So I really get where you're coming from when you say that because you don't want to be grouped maybe over there. You want to be grouped with everyone still kind of. I don't know.
It's almost like when I think about like communities, I'm like, I'm in the fitness community. Yeah. My community feels like the fitness community.
Mm. Yeah.
But then also like with G and like I've got heaps of like gay friends now. And
exactly.
I'm like, maybe that's also a little community. But like you can have like multiple little communities 100%. And not have to be I don't know. I just kind of feel like I am who I am. And like it's taken me a long time to get to this point of not being like triggered by someone calling me a label. Or like I also would try and fit into a label at some points. But just to go back to when I started like experimenting, I was like 26. But I didn't have really any inkling until like – I literally got drunk and started hooking up / sleeping with a girl.
Did you have many gay friends at the time?
None.
Yeah.
No, not on the northern beaches.
That made it like a bit of a harder experience because you're like, I don't have anyone to talk to about it.
I think when I moved from the northern beaches out to the eastern suburbs, I started like partying with like gay girls and like just new girls. Mm. And then I started hooking up with one of them and then sleeping with her. And I was like, oh.
Without even really much thought into it, you're saying.
Oh no, Yeah, so then I had a full spiral and I was like, what? Like, because I started sleeping with her, but I had also was like seeing a boy before that, a guy. I say boy. Like,
I love saying boy.
I don't know, boy. He was
boy,
a boy.
Boy, guy, man, whatever.
And he was just fun and like we were just having fun together and like he's actually a friend of mine now. Like, anyway. So I was just I was really confused because I didn't think that you're allowed to do that. I like woke up next to her and she's actually a friend of mine now as well. I woke up next to her and I'm like, oh my God, like I don't feel gay. So like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But then I kept going back and like had fun. But this was all like no one knew. This is like before Big Brother. Like yeah. we would hang out together and I would just be like, hey, like
would you say don't repeat anything? Were you in that 100%. Kind of mindset? You were kind of like embarrassed about it?
Why do you think you were attached to that feeling, like of wanting to keep it a secret?
Because I didn't even know what I was feeling.
What you were feeling.
Yeah, because like if you start sleeping with the opposite sex and you like don't – like sleeping with the opposite sex is, for me, the only way to describe it is like you lose your virginity again.
Yeah.
So it's like you start – like I woke up like – I'm sure she doesn't mind that I'm talking about this and I'm
– We want to hear about it.
I'm not going to name her because, yeah, she's a very good friend of mine.
Which I love as well. That's so nice.
Yeah.
So and was that experience like
– She's fully gay. Yeah. So like,
but did she make it really amazing for you? Because it is like losing your virginity kind of, don't you reckon?
I was drunk for
okay. So that makes it normal. So much
better. She's super sweet and like, but I definitely had like moments of being like, what am I doing? Mm. But then I was like, this is fun. We're partying.
Whatever, take
whatever,
it
whatever, let's
is,
just have some fun. And I kind of had, I had that attitude, but then I would spiral into thinking about my sexuality. Mm. And then I also started thinking like I don't feel – at that point I'm like, I don't feel gay. Yeah. Like I didn't feel gay then. This is like – I've been with Georgia for 3 years. This is like probably 4.5 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe even longer. I'm 30 and this was like – I think I just turned 26. I don't know.
But do you not feeling gay because you were still like, I'm attracted to men, still I can still –
I was still attracted to – yeah. And I like, – just like – I don't even think like even now
but
like –
But is gay a feeling or is that something that's
thrust upon
that's
you?
That's why I get so confused.
I'm not
that's
the
what
right
you're
person
because
like,
I don't know if I feel straight. Like I sometimes – no, but I sometimes am like always like – for example, like porn. I do not like porn that's boy, a guy and a girl.
Everyone
I like
girl.
Everyone serious
and that everyone likes that. That doesn't mean I'm gay. No. I'm just saying like
everyone
I think
loves
it's
girl
very
porn.
Fluid.
It's just like softer.
It's
you
know, like
I don't
like,
think I've watched girl porn ever. Is
oh,
that
girl
weird?
Porn? It's not
so
real,
much better.
But it's not let me tell you, it's not actually what lesbian sex looks
to
like.
To be honest, I don't watch porn very often, but like if having this discussion, I like the
I think you like just
because the boy and the girl is so aggressive.
So aggressive. And also
and it makes me scared.
It's scary.
I hate it. Yep. It's like, whereas the girls, I know you're saying it's not real, but it like feels
softer.
Softer.
Yeah. I actually don't love porn because I find it so not real.
I don't love it. Love
I don't know.
It,
like I've watched it with partners.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I don't really watch it on my own because I kind of feel like I would prefer to watch like a hot sex scene that
in
actually feels kind of real.
Like Bridgerton.
Yeah.
Bridgerton's hot.
So hot.
Or like
that.
A hot porno novel.
How about Three Women as well? I was getting horny in that. I was like, Jesus. Oh my God,
you
need to
watch
it.
You
gotta
watch it.
What is it?
It's
you love the book. You all got to explain.
Wait, it's a book.
It was a book that this it's actually quite linked to sexuality a little bit, would you say?
Yeah.
It's this writer followed these three women for 8 years, but it's written as fiction. So it's like non-fiction written as fiction, and it's like three different women. One leaves her partner and like rekindles with her like high school relationship. One of them,
that was hot. I liked that.
Yeah, that was sexy. And then one of them has an open relationship, and like tracking that dynamic was quite intense. And what's the other one? Oh, has an affair with a teacher.
Oh yeah, that was.
And it's that's actually sad. These are all true stories as well.
Oh my God, hectic.
And it's and they made a TV show of it, and it's unbelievable.
Really,
it's like
you should watch it.
Big Little Lies style, but.
Is it on Netflix?
On Stan?
Stan. It's really good.
Oh, I don't have Stan. I might have to get it
We've
though.
Got to sign up for it.
Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, sorry.
I can't remember what we were talking about. What were we talking about?
I was thinking now as well, like that just talking about porn. Before you were kind of like when you were thinking you were getting interested in it, did you watch lesbian porn to kind of like get ideas on what to do?
No, I just slept with a girl.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, how did you ease in? I'm like, I literally
I'm actually
didn't.
Intrigued
I
in that
did not ease in. I literally just woke up next. Like, and it was someone that I, like, we were flirting
with.
And like, I actually, I was training her. So there was like a little build up.
Yeah. But have you always been like sexually like very confident? Is that always been like a thing for you?
Probably. I don't really feel like it was a hard transition.
Yeah.
I didn't like, I don't know, which makes me then think like, fuck, have I always been this way? But I'm not someone to like, I think if I'd been around gays when I was younger or if I like had a crush on a girl, I would have just gone for it. I don't think I would have like held back. I don't think me.
Yeah, you don't think it's this deeply repressed thing that like comes from.
I don't think so. Like I don't remember. I remember when I was younger thinking like, you know, that girl's really cool, but I never felt that I wanted to like kiss her. Like I always had like crushes on boys, but like I don't know. Like I remember having crushes on like Halsey and like Kalani or like celebrities and being like, but I didn't know if I like wanted to kiss her or like be her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like the obsession you had, like not you, but like say Ella and I with like Paris Hilton, like you get so obsessed
with someone. Yeah, exactly. And it's kind
Mary
of-
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Oh.
Oh my God, I was obsessed with her.
Same. Like but I like, actually wanted like, to be
her. I don't want to kiss them. Like
No.
So even like in high school, you didn't have like- drunk hookups, nothing. Yeah.
Well, if I kissed a girl, it was always for boys' attention.
Yeah, or to practice. Yeah, you did
well, that's
that.
What I
didn't practice kissing girls. Yeah. I don't know. All my friends would kiss each other and I'd be like, guys, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
I
don't know.
Too. I didn't have that
either.
Yeah,
we had a year that we all the girls hooked up with each other.
Were very like that because I went away with all your mates and they were like, oh my God, haven't you hooked up with your friends before? And I'm like, no.
No, because I don't want to.
No, this wasn't like a wanting to. This was like I was really nervous to like hook up with this guy and then this my friend Georgie was like, I'll practice with you. And she was like, that was shit. Like it wasn't really like a, like I wasn't like horny. I was just like, help me get better.
Like kissing the mirror when you're like,
oh, don't.
Oh, the whole thing. Like, so moving in, that's so awkward.
You slept with that girl, you woke up, you're like, I'm into this. And
no, I spiraled for a while because I was like, what? And like, if I look back at like the girls that I did kind of like kiss, I'm like, it took me a while to figure out like what I liked. You know what I mean? And even still, George is my first girlfriend. Completely my first girl, like last. My first actual girlfriend, you know what I mean? Like, and yeah, like it did, I don't know. It's, I don't really think the transition is that hard. It's not like, I don't know. It's sexually, obviously, yes, it's different, but it's just so much more intense. Like it's more emotional. Like it goes for longer. You communicate more. Like you both have the same, like you both have a vagina, you both have boobs, you both, you kind of know how to like work it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not, I think like with so many girls who like friends of mine and people on Instagram will be like, I really want to like hook up with a girl, sleep with a girl or like, you know, get with a girl, but I'm like, don't know what to do. And I'm like, doll, like.
You just you, like, now like, you it's do kind of a know what to do.
You do like, you, like you have, obviously everybody's different and everyone like orgasms differently 100%. Like G and I sexually, like our touch is very different. But when we first got like, we do not orgasm. Well, we do orgasm in the same way, but it's different parts of the, you know what I mean?
Like it's kind of like with everyone, different, partners, different things,
But like, I feel like with girls, it's not, I think people are afraid to like have a go, but it's just ask. Talk.
Do you think
like,
you communicate more in a,
oh my God.
Female relationships sexually as well and everything.
Talk about everything. You know, girls will bring up conversations 80% more than men.
100%. Oh,
so like two girls, that's like 160% more. So like sexually, what do you want? You talk about that more.
Yeah.
Like what's going on in a relationship? You talk about that more. Like conflict, you talk about that more. Like so needs, talk about that
so
more. Like it's a lot.
Because I always I think we both say as well, like my biggest, like it's not an issue, but my biggest thing I'm always trying to work on in my relationship with Eddie is communication. Like, I feel like I'm so like overly like, because I am a girl, but especially like I like to like talk about everything and he's definitely more on the side of like, just like getting on with it and not wanting to talk about it and he'll move through an emotion like without talking about it.
Yeah.
Like I'm just like, it's so interesting thinking about, if I was with a girl, how much talking we would be going through everything.
It's a lot. Like,
can it be draining sometimes in a way or not?
I think like for G and I, our challenges lately, because I think everyone thinks our relationship is perfect and I think the podcast is going to be really great to show and actually talk about the things that we go through, because I will be bringing G in to talk about the things that we struggle with. And one of them is that we both work from home together, so we're in each other's pockets all the time.
Well, you had that, but
it's hard. Yeah. And that's not a same-sex thing.
I didn't find that hard with Josh. I found that hard just personally, like just being like – maybe the same with you. It's just you and G, you're talking, you're whatever, you're in each other's pockets. There's no new people or new information around me, and that's kind of what I needed. And I needed a separate space. But I think if you're with someone 24, like Josh has his man cave that he kind of goes up to, but it is like you're pissing in each other's pockets and you get literally pissed off at the mess and this and that, and you're just like,
you start literally crying. Yeah,
the mess. It's domestic stuff's a big one. Yeah,
that's been our issue for a while.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Talk to me. I love that.
So she's like really clean.
Oh,
like really clean, and also because she has an insane makeup business. Yeah. So we have clients come through the house all the time.
Oh.
So she's like, obviously she's like, this is my workspace. And I leave the house to podcast and to film, but my office is in the house and her beauty room is in the house.
Separate though.
Well, we share, like we kind of fling between the two. So we've got a three bedder.
Yeah.
One, we've got our room, then we've got a spare room, which is the beauty room and also an office. But then we can also, we have a dining room and we have two living spaces. Okay. So we can kind of work from
a space.
It's big, it's really big.
Yeah.
But
still.
Keeping it like really clean to have clients come through all the time is really hard.
It's like an open inspection, like every all the time.
Exactly. So
Katie, that's this, because I have kids come to my house and Josh is really messy, that I was like, I need an office. I can't do this anymore. It's constant. The cleaning is constant.
Yeah,
like,
we have a cleaner now.
I woke up today actually and the bathroom was fucked and I'm like, Eddie does it. I don't do the bathroom, but I'm like, I'm just like over it. I just want someone to come in and do this.
Same.
It's like the same fights, I'm
sure. It is, it is though. Yeah. That's what I mean.
So is that your fight? Like,
we fight a lot about the cleaning. I think a recent one, which is probably TMI, but whatever.
We love TMI.
We love like, because I work from home all day and I'm on my own all the time. Like, I'm a real solo person. Yep. Like, I train on my own. I work on my own. Like, besides my manager, I'm literally on my own 24/7. So G will come in. She's seen, like, she's been around 80 people or whatever. She's been on a shoot. She's exhausted.
Drained. She's touched
I walk
out.
In. I'm like, hey, babe. Like, trying to kiss her,
so
cuddle
excited.
Her. I want affection. And she's like, I really, like, can't right now. And I'm like, oh, okay, fine. When I say TMI, I will talk to her about, like, issues that I'm going through, like, almost like therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll talk to her about issues I'm having with work. I'll, like, talk to her about, what do I quote for a job, like if something went wrong. Like, she is probably like too much for me. Like,
she's
everything for me. So that's been our challenge lately, is me like not venting to her, like actually being like, do I need to put this on
that's
her?
That's a hard one though. I find that hard. I've had to try and check myself a bit.
And also like me wanting affection from her, like, and also like wanting to have sex, and she's like, I'm
being your best friend.
No, she literally says to me, she's like, I've lap danced people all day.
Yeah.
Because she has. She's been like touching people all day, and then I come in and I'm like coming in hot, and she's like, and I'm like, okay.
Because she's had people all on her all day.
And I'm just at home in my jammies, like fucking invoicing, editing, and I'm like,
you're like human. Yeah,
I know.
My jammies invoicing, editing, and flying around.
If people could see what I do all day, I'm like, it's actually so. It's fun when it's fun with all the fun stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, but really like 60% of the time it's like just behind 100%. My laptop.
And like chasing shit up.
Oh my God, it's so boring. Like,
so what have you gone to like kind of stop that though, like leaning to like telling her, or like not telling her everything, but venting to her, like what are some like things that have helped?
We're gonna do therapy together. I think we
do it together.
No, we're about to do couples therapy. Yeah.
I need to know more about therapy. I feel like
therapy is the greatest gift I've ever
given. I feel like it's really overwhelming.
For group, like to couples therapy?
Oh no, Josh would never do that.
Oh really?
No.
Oh, I love, fucking love Josh. I love Eddie as well, the best guy.
Josh is amazing, but he's like not an emotional person.
No, but I feel
he probably is. He just can't, he hasn't been shown, he doesn't have the tools or resources to express it yet.
Yes.
And a lot of men don't feel comfortable because they haven't had a safe environment.
Oh my God. I remember we were on a bender, you and me, somewhere. Maybe you'd gone to bed, but Josh and Eddie were talking about how, which is I think something we both have to, well, I have to work on. I don't know if you feel like that, but they're like, we don't come to you with our problems 100%. Because it will wig you both
Eddie
out.
Eddie tells me that all the time when we have big fights, because I'm like, yeah.
Like, I don't want to stress you out with this because I know that you'll be like, we're going to be homeless. Like, it's like,
well, you know, because I always know we'll be fine, so I don't want to talk to you because I already know that you stress about fucking everything.
Yeah.
So I don't, and that's been like an interesting opening into how his mind works, because I'm so different. I will tell him everything, but then I'm like, am I
stressing you out
there?
Yeah.
Like underneath, like, you know,
I'm sure we do.
Yeah. But therapy is so good for that, because it's like, I haven't done couples therapy, but sometimes with my therapist, I'm like, this happened. And she's like, I just want you to consider it from this point of view, taking into account your relationship with your mom and what, you know, like she puts it into context. So then you can go home and be like, oh, okay. Like one of my big things is like tit for tat. So like if Jarch does something, if I do something for Jarch, like if I clean the house, I'm like, notice I've cleaned the house. Tell me that it looks great, and then now you do something for me.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's normal.
Yeah, that's very normal. But like apparently once you have kids, if you're doing the tit for tat thing, it can be absolutely fucked.
Yeah. The tit for tat thing I feel is so normal.
Why is that?
I think it's like an exchange of equality.
Yes,
like
that's what you want to feel just and equal.
You want to feel equal. Yeah. It's also really hard. I don't know if this is a gender thing, but like I lift everything and do all the lifting, and like I do the bins, and like the other day, but then Georgia feels like she does like the more masculine roles. She's like, oh, I change the light globes, and so both of us do these like more like masculine roles.
But you're like, I did the bin, and she's like, well, I did the light globe like 6 weeks ago.
Always goes into that. Hey,
the relationship dynamics is interesting. Mm. Like I think what will be really interesting for us is with the relationship stuff. Really, I think sometimes you just need someone in between you that can validate how you feel.
100%.
And that can like listen to you and like honor where you're at.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because when you're both like, I did this or I did this or you upset me, I upset you, it's really hard to be like, I hear you.
That's the hardest thing ever to do.
Oh, we've had some big blowies lately.
Oh my God.
Oh, you can never do it in the moment.
I always so need time hard. Now. I've learned now just to like walk away and just like maybe sit on it and like calm down.
Yeah, you're very good at that. I cannot do that.
We used to fucking go, Eddie and I, like scream. Like,
it's kind of hot, but because then you come back together. A little bit of toxicity.
It doesn't.
Kinda,
like, I feel like it's not hot now. Maybe back in the day. But now it's like, I don't even want to have sex with you after that. That was just awful. Well, that was terrible.
Back in the day, you did that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the rekindling.
Yeah,
and it's like
makeup
you.
Sex.
Yeah,
it's an interesting.
That's a good tip though. Like, I feel like the therapy component of it is good.
We haven't started yet. We do therapy on our own, but I definitely want to do the couples therapy because we're having kids, not yet, but saving for a wedding, like saving for IVF, saving for a place. Like we rent at the moment and our rent is huge.
Mm.
George is starting a business and I'm putting money into this new podcast and I'm selling online programs. So
that's a good idea.
Like together, like I look at our life sometimes and I'm like, how are we not having constant mental breakdowns? Because with the amount that we do,
you're too busy, you don't have time.
No, we actually don't have time.
Yeah.
Like we actually like... Yeah.
You're flying around doing invoices and
But yeah, I'm keen to see how the therapy goes. More so from the perspective of just like setting ourselves up to like
for a good life.
Yeah, for a great
relaxing
life. And also like with spending and stuff. Like that, I'm a fucking spender. And I want to have like therapy on like our money stuff before we have a joint spender. She'll go rogue and be like, I'm going to spend like she'll be like, I want to like get my nose fixed for like $8,000. And I'm like, what the fuck? Your nose
doesn't need it. I totally get that though.
She'll be like, so I want to spend on like that. And I'm like, that's $8,000. We don't need to do that. No. Or she'll be like, this is like, I want to go here. I'll do this. Whereas I'm more of a spender. Like, I am a spender.
Yeah. In what way though? Like clothes,
it's an ADHD
food, like,
thing
what?
Though. It's impulse. Very impulsive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am so impulsive. Like I'm like, if I go into Mecca, I'm like, what am I getting? What am I getting? Like I don't even have a thing
it's
that
like
I need.
Hit,
it's like a hit.
Yeah.
It's like
a hit.
It's
yeah.
like a, I'm,
yeah.
it, you're addicted
but then
to
you
the
feel
dopamine.
Really kind of shit maybe after looking back.
I don't though.
You
I'm
don't.
Still like,
you don't look at it and you just keep going.
No, I'm just like, I think you're probably the same as me. Like I've always been in a situation where money is always coming at some point. Like I'm definitely not sitting on a gold mine, but I'm like, oh, like back in the day I'd be like, oh, tomorrow at least like someone's paying me this much or something.
It's so, I'm curious for you guys because mine comes in like rogue amounts.
Yeah.
So like I've got three big jobs that haven't paid me yet for like stuff that I've started, but it's like long-term ambassador roles. So I'm like, okay, cool, that's coming.
Yeah.
But like I haven't been paid from my old agency for ages.
Really? So yeah.
So it's like it's so tricky.
You can't plan. That's the hard thing for you.
It's actually rogue. Like I'll get paid in lump sums, but then I get paid in lump sum. I'm like, I'm fucking rich. Yeah. But then I'm like, fuck, that needs to last me. Like, yeah. Is that the same as you?
The online programs I think will be really good for you because then it's like I know I'm making this amount every month and everything on top of that is whatever.
That's what we kind of work on now. I'm just on like a normal paycheck every
You got to be on a salary.
I'm not. I just get paid because my income is
– Do you have a good accountant?
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, but I've got podcast, these programs I'm launching, which I haven't launched yet, but I've like I'm TBC. Planning it all. The new podcast with Teagues, G's doing a that I'm involved in. And then social media is my like full source of income.
See, that's what like for me, it's like probably my lesser one. It's just like, so those jobs are like the fun. I just put it into a savings account.
What are your incomes? Because I'm so fascinated.
So we stopped our agency together.
Yeah.
And now we've still got clients, so we've split them kind of. Oh, yeah.
Got you. So your social media management, content creation.
Sort of, yeah, and I'm doing that, but then I'm trying to start the glassware. So that's I don't touch that. And then Steph's doing her tutoring now.
Yeah.
So she's got more constant money.
So that's that the tutoring is like something I want to open a tutoring school. Like I don't want to do social media ever again.
The tutoring business is so smart. A friend of mine literally started a tutoring school and she's fucking killing
it. Yeah, they kill it.
Yeah, you do.
Everyone
well.
Needs tutoring.
It's fucking genius.
It's like going into baby hair or pet food. Like,
yeah, and people will pay. So like I want to like open a space and like I've got an office now where the kids come, but that's the goal. Like to do English and maths tutoring.
Oh my God, that's so good.
It's, you're on the tools though. You got to figure out a way that you can brand
it. Hire tutors, put them on it.
Yes.
And well, that would be the end goal.
Yeah. But I think the end goal is to more make it online and have programs. But I don't really want to get off the tools because I love, that gives me a real hit.
Oh, like I'm obsessed. With the kids, though.
I love it's it. Very and high I touch. Love English.
Oh my God, go you.
Yeah. Yeah. Anywho.
I might need a lesson.
Oh, you definitely
do. I do. I sit here and I'm like, can't even get a word out. I'm like, fuck, yes, I'm just with an English tutor.
Your business is incredible.
Oh, the mine's
glassware.
On,
yeah.
The glassware is
gorgeous.
The glassware
you
is
You need it. Universe.
When did you start it?
We started it together like maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then now it's turned, I'm turning it more because now that Steph's going off into her direction with the tutoring more and I've taken it, I'm going to make it more of a vintage kind of platform. So I'm going to do a lot of vintage glassware and I'm going to go into homewares. That's the plan.
Babe, you could literally do like wedding hire.
Well, that's what I took all my glassware to the wedding.
I know, I saw.
And that was a fucked. I
that was truly the most fucked thing on earth.
Like taking it all out.
Because like everything else was
she
done.
She had to fly it to Tasmania and the night before Eddie was like, we can't, I dropped the glasses over to Eddie and he's like, to me, I don't think we can do this. And I'm like, mate,
don't say
your well. Fiance has been in there wrapping glasses for 14 hours. Yeah. I'm not going to be the one to break
and the
that
day
news
after the wedding. I had to do it like everything else. Like had a wedding planner and we've been talking about wedding planners.
Beck Burrows.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing. Like, blah, blah,
she's
blah. Everything's
amazing.
Done. But then like I chose to put that on myself the next day, like because I wanted to take them back because I'd paid for all the glassware. So I couldn't leave them there. So I had to like go and pick them up from the venue and box them so they could go back on the plane again. Like Eddie and I were sitting there in the sun and I'm like, I'm so sorry. Yeah, what are you doing for your wedding?
Well, it's actually, didn't know that this was your venue.
Yes.
It's so funny because we're talking on Instagram about wedding venues because we've just come from Tassie. And you and I were chatting and I was like, I said something, did I say to you, I think we're going to do.
Yeah, and I was like, that's where I was going to have my wedding.
No one knows about this.
That's why I wanted it because I wanted somewhere
fuck,
really different.
I really hope no one.
No one knows. I actually got weird because remember that girl, Char, one of my friends, like I thought I'd found this amazing because it just turned into like a wedding venue kind of when I picked it. And I was like, oh my God, no one's got married here before. Like so stoked, blah, blah, blah. And then because of COVID, it got pushed back. And this girl that I didn't even know, but it was like a friend of a friend, I saw that she was on the site going to get married. Like she was about to have her wedding there. And I was like, no! Anyway, it changed in the end. But I know the feeling of like someone maybe before you going, like you want it to be your special venue.
I love Tassie, but it is actually, I thought it was going to be cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
The
catering
costs for us, like I got a quote last night for 100 guests.
I've got some catering stuff.
Oh, do you? So we've looked up Hubert and Dan, Flint something.
I did that, yeah, anyway.
The quotes we've been getting is like 19 grand.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot. The food
just
is
just for 100 people.
Would.
And I'm like, that's not even like a late night snack.
Really?
That's not like it, fucking expensive.
Yeah.
That's
I feel like
scary.
Games are just expensive in general.
So
I will say
expensive.
It's definitely the alcohol aspect of it. Like, I was like, my biggest thing, I think you have to pick like a few things what you want at your wedding. And my biggest thing was like
negotiables,
cocktails. Like, I want cocktails all fucking night. Like, that's what I drink, and you want that.
You did cocktails all night.
Everyone was off their heads at our wedding. No one like remembers half of the wedding, I think, because everyone was on martinis, Negronis, margaritas. And I will say that is so much cheaper in Tassie than it was going to be in Sydney.
To do cocktails.
To do like alcohol in general, we couldn't get over. Like, it was like, all right, like we could, and we were allowed to bring all our alcohol in. We just had servers.
We're not allowed to do that. Fuck.
Yeah.
Just don't be too attached to a certain thing or venue, and just do your top three things and then go from there.
Because they provide the alcohol, and
that's where they're making
money. We had ended up changing because we went to like a government house.
Yours was beautiful. I've seen that yours.
I didn't even know what the fucking venue was. I just was like, yes, I just need a venue now. And just like,
okay. How quickly did your venue, it's actually crazy that I'm going with the venue that you were originally doing.
And it's beautiful. I loved it.
It is beautiful. I love it. It's actually like they've only done 20 weddings there. And when we met with them, they were like super organized. But it's a shame that it was like not.
Are you going to do like their glamping on site? They were offering that as well and all of
no,
that.
No, they don't do that.
They don't do that anymore.
No, no.
Please but no sleep. Glamping in Tasmania. No, I would it's never glamp. Like,
but it's at least 28 people.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, they have
it's different owners.
No, I know.
It's completely different owners.
That was the drama I went through. That's why. And that's why they didn't have anyone in between because they were going through this negotiation of the sale. Those are all really like odd times.
If they're very organized, the only thing is that's frustrating is the glassware. They don't have enough glassware. They've got like one glass per person.
Really?
And I'm like, you can't do that.
I've got a higher thing you can use.
Oh, they've sent us a list of vendors.
Oh, they would have. Yeah.
And the marquees are so
fucked. I didn't want a marquee.
$15,000.
But you have to in Tassie in the end because I wanted all outside. Like my whole vision was outside and it's too cold at night. I had the best day though. It was so hot.
Your wedding was so beautiful.
It was so hot.
It was stunning.
That's so not Tassie though.
Another thing Ella did, which I want to do, which I think is important that not many people do, is as you arrive for the ceremony, there were drinks and shit.
We're doing drinks and on arrival.
Have to.
No, but like people mingled for
no,
a while.
No, that's exactly
drinks,
what we're doing.
But it was like there was a separate area to where you sat, which I liked.
Yeah, different areas.
We're moving people
good.
Through the property.
Yeah.
Are you going to – I really wanted – you know the driveway there?
Yeah.
I really wanted to have a long table down that.
So we're actually going to do it – it's too windy.
Yeah.
It's way too windy. Then, so we're going to do two tables where the house is.
I love that, yeah. But that's where, yeah,
well,
it's beautiful.
Well, we might actually not do it outdoors because we've got the marquee. We're spending like $15,000
on
a marquee.
Oh, the marquee's fucked. I was so upset
that's
about
terrifying.
The marquee price. Like, I was like, I don't want the fucking marquee. But they were like, you have to at night.
It's kind of hard. It's too cold.
It ruins the night. Like, when I'm cold at a wedding, like, it fucking,
leave.
It's all
I
over.
Leave.
I just
leave.
Go. Yeah.
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 Like, nah. I think the most hectic thing about a wedding is, because I've only just proposed, and like, I'm, you know, the proposal was
expensive.
Solid. Like,
yeah.
I bought her the dream ring, and like, was a year and a half of like.
Oh, it's stressful. Watch out. If you think you're fighting now, like I wish I had therapy during the build-up. Seriously.
The wedding planning is
you
hard.
Had me. I had you. I just vented to you. I had a lot of tantrums. Like
it's really, I think lucky for G and I, we're on the same page with like, we're having a sit down dinner.
Yeah.
We want shared plate. We want shared food. We want canapes. We want champagne. We want to do cocktails. Yep. We're doing 100 cowboy hats.
Oh my God.
I love that.
That's good.
I want to do cowboy
you
hats
do
for
it
the
too.
Boys. Yeah. Just the boys.
My thing
well,
is like party
my
hats.
Dress. Please, are you going to wear a cowboy hat with your outfit?
No. Doll. For the,
okay,
for the
please.
Outfit change. For the
okay,
outfit change.
Okay. I was like,
no,
please don't do that.
Because we're going to do, no, not for the, so I'm wearing a dress. G will wear a dress. Yeah. I'm going to keep my shaved head because I can't.
I love your shaved head. I feel like you look like you now.
Thank
and
you.
You feel like you.
Yeah, I feel more me for sure.
And like a lot of people can't pull that off and you look fucking
you
hot.
You seem like a lot, like from when I would interact with you years ago to now, you seem so much more like yourself.
Yeah.
Which I can't explain, like you've come home, but I don't know what that means.
I love that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. I think the head shaving was huge. Like it was like a cleanse of like, okay, I'm really like, it was also like really being who I am.
But it like, suits your was, face yeah. and it, like from like a aesthetic perspective, like it looks really good. I can't explain
Thank you.
It.
You just yeah. have to stay, I have to stay on top of Botox because like there's no hiding.
God, I just went and yeah. got like,
same.
It for a year.
I'm
he was
so
like,
happy
fuck?
When I get it.
It was so deep. Same. He was like, now it's not going to work completely because like, you know, you haven't been for a while. I'm like, just jam it in.
It's, I don't know how people don't do it. I don't do it all the time. I have to get mine done like every 3 months. It's
really? Oh, because
you
have exercise
such a fast
so much
as well.
No sauntering.
Yeah, sauntering's bad.
Sauna
I've been told time. That. I'm into a sauna too. But
I don't sauna, but I wish I did more. Josh, have you gone to that new one? Extra?
No, I haven't been to it. It's open in Bondi Junction. Like, my brother and a few of his friends invested in it. Like, heaps of people invested in it. It's amazing. Apparently, I still haven't been.
Is it like the one where you pay?
It's like $20
Anytime
a week.
Fitness is. Oh, not. Is what? It like Anytime? What's it called?
Yeah.
It's Are you like, joking? Yeah. $20
yeah.
a week.
Yeah. And you can go and use everything.
And it's sauna, ice bath. It's apparently amazing.
$20 a week.
Or $25.
What you should fuck? Get in on being like an ambassador.
Yeah, Jarch is an ambassador.
Oh, it's $25. It's like that's.
I know, but you would get so many people there. Can I also just say something? And I know I'm interrupting the chat, which I do love to. I was listening to your podcast with Alexis, and you spoke about the color coding.
Oh, what's this?
Just say what it is, because it's.
Well, this is on track for ADHD, so it's not like rogue in the chat. Yeah. So I fucking love Alexis, number one.
Oh, yeah.
She's the Alexis.
Fernandez.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So a good friend of mine, this is not. I didn't come up with this.
No,
a good
but
friend
it's
of mine,
amazing.
Chad Cullen, who I don't think either came up with it. He owns Fordham Media. He's the one that does the Run Club.
Yeah.
Unofficial Run Club. Years ago, he was talking to me about how he structures his day. And he goes through, I use a diary called Me Goals. I've got two diaries.
I need this advice.
It's the best. I'm fucking crazy. So I have two diaries. One is a weekly. Like, it's a daily and a weekly, and then one is like a daily. So I've got two to like break things up. Like, you guys, multiple different jobs,
which I find
whatever.
Really hard.
Same. So I have to be like hyper organized with that. Otherwise, I miss deadlines. So I grab my highlighters and I grab my pens and I write down everything that I need to do in the week. First in the weekly diary and then in the daily diary. Yeah. So like the daily one is really more specific and
like
things tick that
box
are due.
Things,
kind of thing. Yeah. So then with each diary, I grab my highlighters and every color has a purpose. So my yellow is work.
Yep.
My purple is podcast. My orange is life admin. My pink is socializing. And then, oh God, what other colors haven't I said?
Did you say green?
I don't know. Anyway, blue. Every color has a purpose.
Yep.
So every color represents something that's important to you. So if you're like posting content, doing content, social media needs to be one. Podcast needs to be another color.
Cornelia, another color. The glassware, another color.
Yeah, Cornelia, whatever it is that you're doing, like for you guys, your
exercise,
tutoring.
Exercise, another color.
Exercise is another color. So, exercise for me is blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I look at the week, obviously, I've explained this so poorly.
No,
but when
no,
I look at the
it.
End of the week, for me, what happens is, especially being ADHD and juggling a lot of things, if I look at the end of the week and all I can see is like life admin, if all I can see is like orange and yellow, life admin work, and I've done that for 2 weeks, of course I'm having a fucking mental breakdown.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
That is a good, oh my God.
So
yes.
I think it's like a really good visual because like,
look. To be like, mine that I always lack is like exercise. That's the one thing I'll get rid of if I feel too busy. And then if you see that, you're like, of course I'm feeling depressed.
But then do you know what happens when you don't? Because I do the same thing and I'm obviously someone who exercises.
Yeah.
In an ideal world, I'd look at my week and be like, oh, every color of the rainbow. That's not going
happiness.
To That's not going to happen.
No.
But if I look at what I'm feeling, if I'm feeling stressed, overwhelmed, tired, I go, how can I fit in like a little social
and a little exercise.
So maybe that's like going for a walk and calling a friend. So do you know what I mean? So it's like if I'm looking, but I need to sometimes see the visual that like what color's missing.
See, that's
do you know
so
what
mean.
I mean?
Because
it's
so
more
person.
Simple. So like for me, like often exercise is something that I can easily do. But when I get stressed and I've got a deadline, I'm not going to go for a run.
No,
the whole time I'm like, I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
I got to be on my laptop.
Such a thing people say, like, just like if you're stressed, go for a walk or run. But like sometimes you actually can't do
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you actually like, you're like, I've got a deadline. Yeah. I'm already late.
Or you're paralyzed. You're stressed about something. You're like, I can't move. Like I can't get from A to B right now. I'm so stressed.
So the color coding you can do like on your phone, on your laptop, you don't have to do it. Like you don't have to do it with a highlighter. Yeah. Like, I actually don't do it on my phone anymore because I'm on my phone so much. Mm. So I find it really therapeutic. But
I'm the tick
when you're
person,
busy, it's really good. Pick like 6 colors and every color has a purpose.
I'm going to do that today.
It's really important because also like my biggest income is social media. Yeah. And like when I get busy, I don't post anything on social media.
That's or
when
what
I'm stressed.
Like,
and I'm like,
and
what the fuck? Like if I just put time aside and made it a priority, I would have done it.
How do you feel about like, cause I've just gotten into this year, which has like made a huge difference. Cause I used to just like do all the work that I had to do, like ardent work we have still. Like I just like, you know, do that over anything. But like the other stuff that I really want to like improve on and like grow this year, I would just like put it to the side because like it didn't have like a certain deadline. So this year I was like, I need to have like set days for things.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think that's like a, is that something you work off too?
I actually only just said this yesterday to my best friend. So I'm doing these running programs and I'm launching running programs, which is obviously on brand because I was a sprinter.
Amazing. Yeah.
But for like 2 years longer, I've wanted to do my own fitness programs and I've gone back and forth with app developers. Like I've never spoken about it because I actually never landed on a software that I liked slash could I afford fucking 30 grand to get an app going.
Don't worry, we've had that journey.
Yeah, we've done it. Such minimal viable product.
Oh my God, we went to Melbourne, did it all, didn't we?
What did you do, guys?
We wanted the Collide app originally for meal deals and happy hours. We just did a website in the end because we were like, fuck the app.
Honestly, like the app thing is...
It's a nightmare.
You need investment. You need to be one of those like people that like live and breathe like the app.
It
doesn't sound like a fun life at all.
So what I need to do now and implement more is I need to, because my days are a bit of a clusterfuck.
Like me,
and like you guys. But what I'm trying to implement now is Fridays is the day that I do my non-deadline work.
I love that.
Fridays the day where I do just my programs. Yeah. So I obviously haven't launched it yet or even spoken about it on my Instagram, but I need to have set days because I jump from my podcast with Tegan to different social media stuff to pitching to brands to going through a legal document to sitting down with George with her brand.
I get you.
Like I literally have like six different things that pull my attention, and the hardest thing for me is like – whatever is due at the time takes priority.
That's what I had.
And that is constant. Yeah. And I will miss my sauna. I will miss an event I need to. I'll miss things for my own self-care. So now what I am trying to do is chunk out time. The other thing I do is put my phone on airplane mode. I've actually got a lock. Now. I've got a box that I put my phone in and lock it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not the best with this stuff, but I do.
I know, because a lot of my jobs like you is I need my phone for a lot of the shit, like editing and then like when I do Weller as well. Like,
do you know what you need to do, which someone told me you need to get another phone that no one knows the number of?
Oh, and so you just like work.
That's just your work phone where you're just like you're on Instagram on that and it's just connected to
the
Wi-Fi.
You can actually do that with your phone, your actual phone.
Oh, you can
turn put
off.
It in different modes.
I need to learn how to use my phone.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, you actually can. You can put it in like focus mode where no one disturbs you.
Oh, I do that. I always put my phone on that when I'm tutoring.
Yeah.
But tutoring is good because you're one-on-one. You can't look at your phone.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's so hard.
Like with ADD, you might have this, like I've looked at it where you get more work done when someone's with you because it's called shadow work because you're like, they're there, I'm safe, and you just work.
It's so weird. It actually does work.
Because like I'll try and prep for tutoring before a lesson and be like, okay, I'm going to write this and this. And then the kid will get here and I'm like hyper-focused and I'm like, I can do it all. But when they're not here, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go on my phone. I'm going to do this.
Do you know what you need with ADHD? Because we have a dopamine deficit with ADHD. So without dopamine, dopamine is the thing that gets you motivated. It gets you going. So people that have really good dopamine are like, yeah, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to organize my cupboards. Like they're really motivated to get things.
I love when
moving.
I have that feeling. It's not the always.
Best. It never happens to people with ADHD. Yeah. So you actually have to have the leverage of adrenaline. So it might be like someone like your mum calling like, hey, I'm coming over. You're like, fuck.
Yeah. Yes.
You've got the adrenaline and you're like, okay.
Well, you need to have like a little music timer on so you do it.
So people with ADHD, they need timers.
Yeah.
They need accountability.
Yeah.
They need someone to meet them at the library to work.
Yeah.
They need a deadline.
Yeah.
So working with your ADHD is tough because you need to find ways to like not
keep
rely constantly on adrenaline because the adrenaline is the leverage that gets you going. We don't have enough dopamine unless you ice bath.
And you also need like a reward system, like being like, okay, if I get this done, I'm then gonna
have
go
one
and
brownie.
I'm gonna go and like
one weed brownie.
One weed brownie come right up.
Oh my god. No, time management is a huge thing and it's like I like to talk about it with other people that have similar timetables because a lot of our friends do the, you know, the average 9-to-5 jobs and then they get home and turn off.
But that
you
know? Colour thing like blew me away. Like, and I thought of you because I was like, That is so...
Well, that was my biggest issue last year. It made me like fully depressed because I felt like I was not keeping and I had so many high standards on myself and I was like my brain just wouldn't turn off and I'm just like this.
Balance is so... I really don't know. I don't actually feel like... I think the ideal day is great. I say ideal day being like, if you were to wake up and write out your ideal day, how often do we really get to do our ideal day?
Never.
Like, make the bed, have a slow coffee, journal. But if you have a few ideal days in your week, you win.
See, that's so much more manageable.
Yeah, it's more manageable because it's not, you're not going to have a day where you're like, oh, I socialized.
I know.
I meditated. You know,
because I journaled. I ice bath.
No, I like our gratitude book because it says like maybe like in the middle of it, like two or three things you can note down. If you got those three things done, like you'll be happy with the day.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like. So I'll write like some things and sometimes it's like meditating or like stretching, just taking time to do like stretching for like 20 minutes or something or like, you know, or get something done. And I do feel good after you come back and you're looking like, oh, I got those done.
Yeah.
There's a little like hit. Like
your top three. That's
top
like.
Top three is easy.
Is this the 5 minute journal?
I think it's the 5 minute journal.
Yeah.
I love
it too.
It's really good.
What were those daily planner things called again?
Me Goals is the one. It's the best. They'll probably send you some and they're amazing.
Okay.
Me Goals. I can show you a photo. The actual journal is called Goal Digger.
Goal Digger.
Yeah, but it's amazing. But they also have like a bigger one as well. I have to time like chunk.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And
like the Pomodoro method or whatever, where you do like Pomodoro. 30 minutes of work and
have
and then
a break.
Adam, I'm not really into that. No, I could do
I need
like
to be
an
on
hour.
A roll though. I can do an hour
Same.
Straight.
An hour straight.
And then I
like,
have a bit of a break.
But you need to, I think the chunking really works because otherwise, like I hyper focus on something and then I'm like, it's been 5 hours and I've not moved or gone to the toilet.
Oh, isn't that the best feeling though when you get into that hyper focus and you're like, I have nothing on right now. I can keep doing this for 6 hours.
It's rare for me, so I'm like, I'm going to keep on going.
It's rare as well for
me. It's rare for everyone.
I know.
Well, on that note as well, we always end the potty though with like recos, like what are your top recos for the week? Now you've done the diary, which we love, but do you have anything else that you're loving at the moment that you want to recommend?
I think because we just spoke about relationships.
Yep.
I listened to a really good episode on Diary of CEO.
Oh, I need to start listening
to
that.
Oh, my God, obsessed.
Oh,
with
I love that podcast.
Love him.
Yeah, he's amazing. I actually heard someone bitching about him in the office yesterday,
really?
Though, just saying some of his stuff isn't correct.
Okay.
Oh.
How about dramatic.
Rude.
Oh. What about that guy everyone's having a go at?
Jay Shetty.
Yeah.
I met him the other day.
And the other one.
Huberman.
Love Huberman. Oh, my God.
Apparently that's all come out that he's like something's people
having
a go at him.
He's like a full narcissist gaslighter.
I like his Instagram.
I love him. He's been replying to my stories.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Him.
I know. I'm like,
you need to get him on your potty.
It's probably not him. It'd be one of his team
I'd be
members.
Really, like, intimidated by having him on, though. I'd be like, oh,
he's
really
amazing.
Scientific.
One thing I will say for another recommendation with him. So the episode.
Relationship.
The episode was Diary of a CEO.
Yep.
If you guys heard of Gottman.
Yeah.
Yep. He just did an interview with the two. It's a beautiful couple. And they literally, it's like a 2-hour episode. It's like the best relationship podcast I've ever listened to. It's like his third last episode, Diary of a CEO.
And then
Huberman, this is a really good one for people who are stressed, overwhelmed, and like literally have no time.
Yeah.
It's called the physiological sigh and it's a little breath work routine. It's a double inhale, exhale. The Dr. Andrew Huberman.
Oh, really?
Love it.
I'm on Open. Have you downloaded that? I love it. So I do meditation,
very good,
breath
Ella.
Work every day.
Oh, wow.
It's like change. It makes me just like happier about life. You just feel like oh, like
do you
I feel good.
Pay for it?
Pay for it, but it's not that much, and you get little quotes every day,
oh
and you
God,
get like
amazing.
A little routine.
It is amazing, probably the best.
It's the best app I've ever had.
Ella gave me.
Yeah.
I've heard
I
of
do
it.
That breathing method though. It's really good.
Physiological sigh.
I think I would have tried. They do different breath work like every day. And
I'm going to download it.
I think you'll really like it. Let me know what you think.
Because I do breath work, but I do it on my own. And it's like, I do like the fucking 40 minutes.
It's fun talks and you have like funky music playing. They always have like good music playing.
I'm going to download it.
It's very well branded
as well.
You feel
really good after.
It's very cool.
It's like funky and like trendy kind of app.
Yeah,
you know?
I've seen my friend. Do you guys know Rory Rockman?
No.
Not Rockman, bloody hell.
Bloody hell. Hate that when you're like, fuck.
He's one of my good mates.
Good mate. Hi, Rory.
Rory, forgot your last name, bud.
Rory Warnock.
Oh, fucking there you hell. Go. That's like a
he's,
hard name.
He's like a really well-known Bondi breathwork guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got really good breathwork stuff on Spotify as now as well.
Amazing. Yeah. There's a little reco too then.
Guys, how fun.
This has been so amazing.
We need to do part two.
We are going to do part two and it's just going to be health.
Okay,
only.
Cool.
How about a bit of makeup though?
Oh,
you want to bring Jill?
Makeup? I'm obsessed with makeup.
We'll bring Jean for a little
lesson. Yes, that'll be fun.
Guys, thank you.
Thank you for coming on. That was so good.
And then we talked for ages. I know. I knew we would, doll.